We're going to change the stage around just a little bit. And like I said, we're just barely getting started. We got lots more to come. Is everything okay so far? Cicero Blake. Cicero Blake. It's a Hollywood and Platinum band and Otis Clay. We decided to have this event on a Friday night instead of a Saturday night because everybody's got to get up early on Sunday morning, you know. Otis Clay, Chicago's number one soul man and gospel singer, too. Check his gold soul and gospel records out. Just going to move a few things around here, and I think you already know who I'm about to introduce. You know, there's such a thing as a civic treasure. Civic treasure would be somebody who brings so much to a city that it makes the city a better place, who brings so much of themselves or so much of their spirit, so much of their talent, so much of their entertaining ability that it makes the city a better place, a city civic treasure. Of course, you could go one step further and have a national treasure. Or you could go another giant step further and have a human treasure. And we're about to bring out a human treasure, ladies and gentlemen, just as soon as we get a couple of more changes up here on the stage at the Oriental Theater.
Is everybody ready? looking at the world, hold your song and wash your hair. Yeah, you're going out to work. Push my PT and ring your first call of him. Yeah, keep talking about the president. Won't stop the revolution. Oh, Lord. Put your hand over your mouth when you call. That'll help the solution. Well, you cuss around women. You don't even know their name. No. Then you dumb enough to think it'll make you a
All right, Davis Staples, how about that? Before she takes herself anywhere, we've got a little something to present to Davis Staples this evening. That's right. Whereas the Chicago Blues Museum, an international nonprofit organization, promotes the preservation and evolution of blues through education and performance programs to foster worldwide appreciation of the blues as an indigenous American art form, and the Record Row Foundation fosters wider recognition and cultural preservation of Chicago blues, soul, gospel, and jazz. Whereas the Chicago Blues Museum Record Row Legends Awards Program recognizes legendary artists, A&R directors, distributors, writers, producers, DJs, arrangers, studios, and labels whose lifelong contributions have been instrumental, or in some cases vocal, in development of blues, rhythm and blues, and soul music, and helped put Chicago on the map as an internationally famed soul music recording center during the 60s and 70s. Whereas Mavis Staples, the distinguished songstress and musical signature voice of the Staples Singers, one of the most distinctive and successful gospel groups in the business, helped provide the spiritual soundtrack of the 60s civil rights movement and continues to bring the gospel-based music to audiences around the world, while her talents and accomplishments are recognized worldwide. We do hereby proclaim Mavis Staples as recipient of the Chicago Blues Museum Record Row Legend Award. Mavis Staples.